Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader. All eyes are on COP26 in Glasgow, with the Prime Minister telling BBC Breakfast that time is running out to tackle climate change.
This is very, very urgent for not just for our country, for the whole world. And if I had to give a comparison, I'd say it was a 1 minute to midnight moment, and the clock is ticking.
The magnitude of this moment in history isn't lost on many people, and among them are campaigners and comic book creators who have teamed up with some big names to take action. The most important comic book on Earth, Stories to Save the World, has just been released in line with the summit, and it features original stories from notable environmentalists, artists, authors, actors, filmmakers, and musicians. The project is from Rewriting Extinction, who raise money and awareness to tackle both the climate and the biodiversity crisis. I've been speaking to Hollywood star Andy Serkis, who has collaborated on the book, and Paul Goodenough, who is behind the project. Paul, tell us, how did you come up with the idea for the book?
What I did at the beginning of this, I did a whole bunch of research to really help to understand why environmental messages weren't getting through to people who needed to hear them. And what I found was that there's a certain feeling of fear or paralysis in the general public. They hear these messages, they see these messages they know they should listen to, but they're often delivered through mechanisms that scare them or make them feel that they aren't able to engage. Often it's quite sciencey, quite facty, and it's often led by an expert, and that puts them off. So that's kind of was the problem to solve, if you like. And then what I did is I thought, well, what's an easy way of condensing this really important message? What's a way of taking all of this information and making it simple and digestible? And I was quite lazy. I like comics. So I thought, well, comics is a good way. That's what you do in comics. You take big things and you make them bite-sized. And that was what really, really was the throughput that's gone throughout this project, is taking complex things, making them simple, and giving people direct things they can do.
Andy, your comic is called The Selfless Giant. What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, it really all started with my fascination with mountains that I've had since I was 7 years old. I read a book on the tube going to school once about the first ascent of Everest, and I became obsessed with mountains. And then when I was at school, started to climb. And when I was 16 years old, I went to Iceland and went on a British school's kind of exploring expedition. And we were teamed up with the Antarctic Survey, and we were mapping. We were actually taught to map the edge of the Vatnajökull ice cap, a segment of it. And basically, this is back in the 80s, and the glacier had been receding, and it hadn't been mapped for some time. So I was there at the age of 16, camping on the Vatnajökull ice cap, being taught to use a theodolite and scientific equipment to map the retreat of this glacier. And I'd been fascinated by glaciers and you know, a sort of climbing above the snow line. I love mountaineering, rock climbing, but particularly climbing above the snow line. And You know, it's been a big part of my life. And I've started writing a movie which kind of brings some of this together, really, about humanity's destruction of the wilderness, particularly glaciers and the alpine environments. So, but through a story, through a metaphor, not as a documentary, but as a through character and through emotion. But we came up with this idea of a young girl who's going to visit this glacier, which is, you know, for many people or in history was an object, you know, or a place of terror, a very frightening place. But then she's going back basically to take her grandfather's memories and ashes back to the glacier and meets what is not a terrifying monster, but actually a very benevolent and fearful representation of the glacier that knows it's dying. So it's a twist on Oscar Wilde's story, The Selfish Giant, and we sort of extrapolated various moments from that and elements from that, and then, you know, fused it together with the story that we wanted to tell.
And Andy, how did you get involved with the project?
Well, Paul reached out to me and, lo and behold, you know, the thing is, he really tapped into something that I care hugely about. You know, we look to science. Of course, we look to science to try and solve all our issues. But of course, storytelling and the arts is how we process information and how we engage with it and emotionally connect with these things. Every single thing that we discussed and talked about and the sorts of, you know, stories that were being told and other people that had been involved, you know, rang true for me as a really potent way of communicating, as Paul was just saying, you know, sort of quite frightening or dry information or, you know, threatening information, but processing it in a way that actually makes it feel that you can really emotionally engage and actually, you know, find a way through it and find a path through it. So it really did speak to me. You know, Paul is connected with artists and, you know, actors and people that want to do something to help and not feel, you know, what can we do, but actually literally commit to something which will hopefully move people in some way to take tiny small steps and make small actions towards changing their lives and therefore changing the planet.
Paul, do you hope other people will try more creative ways of getting the message across about climate change?
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of what's happening, we're being approached by all sorts of people now. So lots of different organisations, both environmental and kind of intergovernment agencies and larger people as well, are saying to us that we really appreciate the way that you've taken our messages and found a new way of telling that story. And the fact that we're hitting up sort of 18 to 13, 5-year-old audience is an audience they've been missing greatly. So yeah, I really do think that actually the medium of super short form and talking about the emotional connection to a subject matter rather than the scientific and the environmental connection is a really powerful thing.
It's COP26 at the moment. What do you hope will come out of the summit?
I worry that at COP26 there's going to be a lot of just reimagination of the same old promises. I think a lot of the things that come out of COP26 are going to leave a lot of people feeling disempowered, potentially fearful. And so what we wanted to do was say, actually, do you know what? Maybe we can't control what the governments do, but here's something we can control. All of the projects we're sponsoring can be rolled out in the next 12 months, and all of them specifically are targeting key species that can be saved. And they could be saved for tens of thousands, not millions. So just by buying the book or donating, there's something tangible that people can do during that COP26 period. There's things that actually can lift them out of that fog of feeling just disempowered and just almost just unable to control this situation. There are things we can do. And although the climate change issue is very hard to control, the biodiversity issue is much easier and much more tangible things that can happen right away. You can buy land, you can reintroduce species like the Tasmanian devil or the beaver. You can also look at breeding programs to save near extinct species. You can actually protect indigenous communities. There are things that can happen right now. So that's where all of the money goes.
The most important comic book on Earth, Stories to Save the World, is out now. And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.